There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch and Paul live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resorts and Casino. To give you a little lay of the land today on the program, Matt Youmans in 45 minutes. He'll kind of decipher what's going on in the world of golf to come up with some decent bets, dare I say, in this weak field at the John Deere Classic this week, and also talk a little live golf with him. Ross Tucker, in an hour, we'll talk some gambling on the NFL with him. And Drew Butler is going to be in studio today, former NFL and Georgia punter, now host of the Punt and Pass podcast. We'll talk some SEC football with Drew at that time. Paulie, let's begin with, what a day it was and what it could have been this week, right? But it was kind of stopped in its tracks in the afternoon. But it started off like this in the NBA when sources were out there saying that Kyrie requested and gave permission to the Nets to find a sign-and-trade partner with other teams. And Kevin Durant still had not spoken to the Nets front office. A Westbrook move to Brooklyn remained unlikely during the morning, but this was picking up steam, right? That Kyrie was not going to opt in. He was going to, you know, opt out, and then potentially, you know, that was out there. Do you get on the Lakers train right now at 22-1 in case he signs that $6 million exemption and goes to the Lakers? What were you thinking early morning yesterday?
And walk away. Million. I thought for sure he was going to do that. If anyone was going to leave $30 million on the table, it was going to be this guy. But the other thing was very important, that KD was just sitting around watching this, and there was no contact between him and the Nets since the season ended. That's people close to KD reporting that as well, which I thought was very important. So, yes, there was about mid-afternoon, I thought, yes, he is going to the Lakers, and Durant is leaving too.
Well, especially then, on top of that report, which was from the New York Daily News sports section, Sam Amick, who is a very good NBA reporter, he's been doing this for a long, long time, he reported people very close to the situation believe Irving is trying to join the Lakers. And then another report came out and said LeBron is said to be very open to the possibility. Well, this makes some sense, right? Like, this might actually happen.
He also probably thought that with his ego that people wanted him. Well, no one wanted him because it was different. Once, you know, the sign and trade was too hard for a lot of teams. But the only team that had interest, according to reports, was the Lakers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they just called and they said, we don't want Westbrook. So you're going to have to get creative or do something else to get in a three-way.
How about that? Of the list of teams that Kyrie gave the Nets, the Lakers were the one, again, according to reports, that they were the one team that might have some interest. The other teams, the Heat, the Knicks, maybe some others, no, we don't want the guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's your problem. We don't want to deal with it.
That's exactly right. He did to himself. I mean, you can't count on the guy. Who knows if he's going to go AWOL again? Right. He's not in for a full season. And the Nets couldn't stand what happened last year.
Boy, Paul, this is going to be weird.
Yeah.
This is going to be so weird in a couple of months when Kyrie goes back with KD to join Ben Simmons, we think anyway, if he's going to be healthy with the Nets. Especially when you consider, now this is like the organization was basically going scorched earth. Some very strong comments here from Brian Windhorst on ESPN. And this was definitely making the rounds yesterday. And we'll get to it here coming up in a second. But when Windhorst said what he had to say, and you'll hear it again coming up, you're like, oh my God, this is absolutely for real.
Yes. They still could trade him. But once I also heard this report from Windhorst, it's like, he has to go then. Although, you know, how many people are going to leave $30 million on the table? But that was, yeah, based on everything I was reading yesterday, I thought for sure this was going to happen.
Here you go. Here's Windy then yesterday on the situation.
The Nets saying, the Nets are putting out there right now that they are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They would rather lose them both than go through what they went through last season, which was a miserable season under the situation that Kyrie Irving contributed to creating.
Okay, think about that for a second. Think about what he just said. And by the way, that guy has been nails reporting on the NBA too, going back, right? He's one of the best in the business. They would rather lose both guys than go through what Kyrie put him through last year. That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm not going to give him a long-term deal either if he's going to act like how he behaved the last couple of years. The other thing is if you run it back here, there's not much they can do to improve the team. Who knows what you're going to get out of Ben Simmons. And when he steps on the floor, Harris got hurt. But the other thing, too, and why the Nets had that ego, and they should have, they can just say, okay, well, we did this before. The organization was at the low point after the Garnett and Pierce debacle, and they didn't have picks, and every pick went to the Celtics. They built that back up and became a playoff team with Russell and Dinwiddie and what they did.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure Mark said, okay, well, we'll just do it again, and we'll just maybe get this haul for Durant if Kyrie moves to the Lakers and then Durant moves on, too. We'll build it up again like we did before.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, yeah.
Now, okay, but realistically speaking here, if they are all on board, Simmons plays, Kyrie isn't a complete mess next year, like that team, health-wise, they can win a title. Why can't they?
Well,
they're still going to have one of the best players in the court every single night with Durant.
Well, yeah, but they got swept in the first round.
It means nothing.
What do you mean it doesn't mean nothing?
It means absolutely nothing to me.
Why?
Joe Harris was hurt. There was no Ben Simmons. That team will not look anything like the team did this year. Well, and by the way,
they won't have any depth.
The sweep was the closest the Celtics played in the series until the Warriors.
Yeah.
It's 18 points separated in a four-game sweep.
I want no part of 6-7-1. I'm surprised that
neither
people,
do I. But.
Yeah, I'm surprised that these people didn't want to take a peek at Phoenix if they got Durant. It looked like that was going to happen with the Ayton news. More on that coming up. And also if the Lakers landed Kyrie. If you were in the 25-1 range,
sure,
what that could have been.
I was looking around all day long trying to find the best number on the Lakers and the Suns.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, I know years ago you interviewed the guy who was like a personal trainer and broke the news that LeBron was
going to Cleveland.
Yeah, was going back to Cleveland, and then people were following Dan Gilbert's plane, and he was in Miami having lunch, and LeBron was there. I mean, this is where it's really nuts about what happens and unique sources emerge this time of year. You also appear that like Murray's going to go to Atlanta, which was under the radar yesterday, too.
Yeah.
And it's not even going to be Collins. It's going to be Gallo and picks.
And picks.
Imagine that. For Murray, you can have that.
How much longer is Pop going to be there?
So the Spurs are going total rebuild here, if that's going to be what they get in return. So, I mean, it's going to be a wild week here. And it appears Beal will stay in Washington, and we'll see if Gobert and Mitchell are traded. But I hope there's some movement here in the next couple days.
Yeah. Are you okay with that deal?
I don't get that at all.
From the Spurs side of things?
No.
No, neither do I.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't like that deal at all for San Antonio. Kid's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give up some future picks?
It's a good move for Atlanta.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, right.
I would do that deal in a heartbeat if I'm Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so then this is the scene that you talked about with Kevin Durant. Various sports books offered his next team. At one point, The Suns were plus 135. The Nets were $3, and the Pistons were plus 350. Brooklyn moved from 40-1 to plus 350 in an hour. And so you're like, okay, is this like Banchero going number one overall in the draft again? And I reached out to two of the sharpest NBA guys that I know, and I said, look, what would you need on the Suns to bet right now in case they would land KD? And both guys said, not what's out there. And 14-1 was available here at Circa. And they're like, no interest. I'm like, even if KD goes there? Now, I think part of it was they didn't think that that was actually going to happen. But they said, I don't like 14-1. I don't like the Suns.
Wow, I disagree with that.
But, I mean, if they landed
good
KD?
Good luck beating that team. Yeah, absolutely. This isn't Ben Simmons and Kyrie here. It's Booker, who's one of the best scorers in the league, and still CP3 has a lot left.
Totally agree with you.
Who probably got COVID in Game 7 against Dallas. But this was 60-1 at one book, down to plus 250, like that thing moved.
Oh, that's the...
It was as high as 60-1 for him for Ayton to go to the Nets. So when you see something like that, it's like, well, school's out on this, but that it turns out to be a bunch of bunk, too.
Yeah.
Which probably in that type of market, it's maybe just one person getting down for a decent chunk of change.
Yeah.
Who knows? But that just how that was going fast and furious. And this guy was all over it reporting and talking about it on his podcast as well.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me. It was Ayton. I think I said Durant, but it was tied in together that if Ayton, obviously, if he was going to go to the Nets, KD would be involved in some sort of a sign and trade. But that was the entire day leading into that news by Shams then. Shams Charina, who broke the news that Kyrie was going to opt in for his $37 million player option for this next season. Then Kyrie's quote.
Oh, yeah.
Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall.
Yeah. Different would have been leaving $30 million on the table and going to the Lakers.
You want to be a real trailblazer,
pal? What he's talking about. Yeah. I can't get there with you. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Simmons, and plus Kyrie's been living off one shot for years.
No.
Remember, he played well last year when he had all that time off because he couldn't play the home games. He would go off for like 40 points, but he would have a week off. But once he had to play on a regular basis, the production wasn't there.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling people to go bet the Nets right now at 6-1 to win the title. What I'm saying is you can't be surprised if they make a deep run and, contend for a title next year. They have the talent to do it. In my opinion, I think that's... And who knows about Simmons again? There are question marks for sure. And Durant's going to be, as we discussed, he's coming up on year 15, year 16?
Yeah.
He has a lot of miles on the odometer. But that said, if he went to the Suns, now that's the team I would have been all in on board.
Yeah, as much as you wanted to talk about could Kyrie go to the Lakers, it was open season then on Durant. And every team would have had a package.
Yeah.
And just say, okay, what do you want? Let's start the insanity. That's what I wanted to see. But unfortunately, it looks like it's not going to happen. But your kid can dream, right? It was fun. It was fun for a couple days.
Yeah, we were dreaming yesterday, big time. During the show, even after the show, and this is why we love the NBA offseason, because of the potential movement and when guys scatter throughout the league all the time. But not going to happen with Kyrie, unfortunately. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We will recap last night's betting action. Paulie with a very nice tip yesterday on some serious plus money on a first 5 bet in Major League Baseball. We will run it down for you coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, short card yesterday in MLB. Favorites went 7-2 last night. There were two dogs. The Orioles plus 135. They won at Seattle. Congratulations. There's hope. They are in last place, but they're 35-40, and with that win, it's their first winning month since 2017. Good job, Baltimore.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Paul, that prop that a lot of people poo-pooed that I brought up several weeks ago, I think is a little live right now. If a sportsbook wants to post that, who's going to have a playoff win first, the Baltimore Orioles or the Dallas Cowboys? If the Cowboys don't win a playoff game this year, I think that Orioles thing might be live.
A's first five plus 240. There you go. Didn't go I expected. Blackburn didn't have much. He escaped. But the A's got five runs in support. Of course, they lose the game because that's part of the reason with the first five, the bullpen is so bad. And the Yankees explode late and they win and cover the run line too.
Now, did you happen to watch some of that game?
Not much of it.
Okay, I had that game on when the Yankees were going crazy in that seventh inning, I believe it was.
I was watching the Red Sox get buried.
How the hell do you have two catchers interference?
Inning? How about that? Yes.
Like back-to-back.
Sam, with the bases loaded.
I'm losing my mind watching the broadcast. It was one of the kookiest innings you're ever going to see. Again, broadcasters will tell you this all the time. Bettors will, too. If you watch baseball long enough, you're going to see something like all the time that you've never seen before. Two in one inning? What?
Yep.
And so... That, I mean, if you wanted to split your bet yesterday, I can get that first five in full game, but that's why you do the first five in a spot like that.
Yep, missed this one. I guess it's easy to say now, but the Rockies plus 180. The Dodgers had a night game that went to extra innings, Sunday night baseball in Atlanta. Then they had to travel to Colorado, another road game, and they had nothing, especially on offense. And they got beat 4-0 by the Rockies.
Well, a complete game shutout by Chad Kuhl.
Yeah.
I mean, by far the best game he's ever thrown.
Listless effort. Should have seen it coming. Guerrero hit a home run plus 370 as the Blue Jays are now 6-2 against Boston. Gossman was on a rough stretch, but he has owned Boston this year.
Have been great.
He was great yesterday. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Good video as always. I'll put this in Win Some, but this is a majestic creature, and this could have been lunch if not for the glass. Oh, look at this cannonball. Look at that tiger coming out of nowhere. Look at this serious leap. Wow. Oh, and then the girl looks around and realizes what
going on. Well, it took her a split second to recognize what was going on.
Oh, my God. Look how far he jumps from.
Nice leap. By the way,
check
out the tiger. Does he have a fish in his mouth? Right there. What is that?
You think he's got a snack already?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I can't tell. But he comes. He's making a run at the girl.
Oh.
And the glass right there. Oh, my God. That is serious athletic ability. This is awesome. This is Ben Fowkes tweeted this out, who works here at VSiN. Coming soon, DraftKings Sportsbook in Wrigley Field. Look at this thing. That is awesome. Reminiscent of the Foxwood setup when we were there. At least with the where you have the big screens and the bar, too, how it's set up.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, and then you've got the upstairs and the downstairs. Very reminiscent of Foxwoods. And then they get the counter on the side and all the kiosks.
Look at that.
Great job. Kiosks are unbelievable what they have. That is awesome with that. A couple lose some here. You know, we talked about this with our friend who was a dealer a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned this happened a couple years ago. Well, it happened at the Golden Nugget. Big time lose some. That is the joker on the flop. Texas Hold'em poker tournament. Oh, my God. Why does this happen?
It's a big event.
We've seen five kings in the deck. There's the joker on the flop now. Are they shuffling? Are they going through the cards?
Yep. So if you listen to the audio, look at this now. A couple of the pick bosses come over.
Well, they need a ruling. They don't know what to make.
They don't know what to do.
I'm sure they've never seen that before.
And the guy on the video you can hear saying is like, okay, what's the ruling here going to be? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's your reaction?
Yeah, well, right.
What do you want the guy to do?
I know. Right.
He didn't stack the deck with a joker. He comes over, and in his mind, he's going to want to kill somebody.
I don't even know what the ruling would be.
Who does?
That's help us out with that one. Everyone's taking videos. Yeah, you can't give my pit boss or the director.
The shift manager, whatever he is. Yeah.
You can't give him grief. I'm sure he's never seen that before. Crazy. Have you seen this before, too? We got a record for a python in Florida. 18-foot python. 215 pounds. The size of a shipping container. And out of the nightmare, she was pregnant and carrying 122 eggs. Mm. And you just see, as they found that thing. Oh, my God. That is something. And Ed and Kathy in Maine. Follow the Money Army. They watch on Nesson, Booth Bay Harbor. They just go out for some breakfast. This is at the counter where the lady says, I'm going to take the flip-flops up and play with my feet and put them up on the chair while everyone around me is having breakfast and trying to enjoy their meal.
Okay.
Imagine that.
I'm going to tease this either for later on in the show or later on in the week. We have what I'm going to call the worst, most egregious video on a flight, barefoot video, we've had to date. And think about what that's going to take to take the title away.
I can't get there. It's bad, but it appears it could be phony.
I think it also might be doctored. But if it's not,
it's bad.
It's the worst.
Yep, there you go. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. Where did you have your bad experience? Fast food. It was so bad.
You want me to say it live right now?
You teased it on for 2 days ago.
I know I did, but
humans went to A&W, so we're going to get a full report.
Okay, so I want to see where his rankings are at, though, because I don't know where it's going to be. Like everybody else, Paulie, on the planet, we're going to go in fresh. I don't get an early look at this thing.
This was,
do you want to know what it is?
This was because you said it was so bad, you're not going back.
It's off the list.
I'm going to say Burger. Yeah, Burger King.
No.
What?
It's Taco Bell.
Oh, what happened?
I'm done. I'm done. And this is coming from a guy who, between the ages of around 16 to like 27, loved Taco Bell.
They brought back the Mexican pizza.
No, that's the big problem. They got rid of one of their most popular items.
Yeah.
And then like Cardi B and Dolly Parton are like taking credit and they're going, hey, they brought it back.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah, they went on a big mission to like bring back the Mexican pizza.
I thought it was Derek Stevens.
Yeah. Well, he might have been part of it too. You cannot then advertise that the Mexican pizza is back, and then you go to the one closest to you, and they don't have it anymore. They're out of the Mexican pizza. They don't make it. It's impossible to get. You can't do that. That's number one. Number two, so...
It's like Popeyes with the chicken sandwich.
Correct.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
What do you mean don't have it?
And so this is now the second consecutive location, the one that's closest to my house, opposite ends of the city. When I lived in Henderson, Nevada, 2 years ago, we went to the one close to the house. And after the second or third trip, I'm like, that's it, I'm done. I can't go there anymore. It was so bad. Now on the opposite side of the city where I live right now, the one that's closest to the house, maybe 4 miles away, I've given it 5 or 6 chances. It gets worse every single time. The quality, the portions, the people who work there. Now that might be, that's probably not on them. The food itself, Paul, has gone so far downhill that it's completely off my fast food list and it's not even under consideration. I can't believe what's happened to this place.
Wow, that's too bad.
It really hurts me.
Yeah. You know, as an expert coming up, humans knows this, and humans has mentioned this several times, that you can get a bad location.
But that's now two.
Fair. Yeah. You can get a bad location and get a bad group. You get a bad team working. It's
funny.
Weird. That's too bad.
It's funny. I had numerous people reach out to me, and I'm like, I don't want to tell you because I want every... And they're like, just tell me. I'm not going to say anything. And when I told them the location, they said, oh, no doubt. It's not even on their list either. Stop going years ago. I hate to be so mean about it, but come on, guys, pick your game up a little bit. I used to crave those chicken soft taco supremes, and I would get it on a weekly basis. Could not wait to have it.
It's all about speed. It's all about the drive-thru. I mean, you got to get in and out there. You can't. I mean, you see what the machine, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out are. You know, how organized it is, and you can put 10 cars through, no problem.
Sure, sure.
It's all about the speed.
You got to get
people moving.
I will say this. I mean, that was also part of the process that really stunk. But I get it with companies and having a difficult time bringing people back, whatever. I'm not going to blame them for that because the person was brand new and you could hear like somebody training them in the background.
Oh, okay.
Had no clue what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's fine. I get it. I'm going to be patient with that. But overall, again, I can't go on a bad 2 or 3 run like this and continue to have it in the rotation. Sorry.
No, that's fair. No. Got to be a hard grader. It's too many options. They got to clean it up. Yep. Well done.
What were your observations on the Red Sox Blue Jays game yesterday?
Well, Seabold didn't have much, and Gausman was great. They're 6-2 against them this year.
Yep.
So that was easy. They took a little bit of money as well. So that's also, you know, Boston was 19-4 in the month. Not going to win every game. But this is now a 12-game lead for the Yankees. With that, we mentioned that yesterday, the stretch Boston has, 29-32 against possible playoff teams. Wimbledon week, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Today through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers for a free $10 live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Log on to the Bet Rivers app, and you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers online sportsbook. Been a very good baseball season. It's a great card coming up today. Some big series. Astros and Mets. Good call on Texas, by the way. Looked too easy. That was a fishy line. But 10-4, no problem.
Yeah, it was.
Perez struggled early on.
No, he did. It was 4-1 Rangers, then 4-4 before he could blink, and then they exploded again.
All right, we'll dig into the card coming up next. How about a 10-0 run for this team under this circumstance and a 15-1-1 run for this pitcher? Straight ahead on VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, today's card is awesome in Major League Baseball. And, Paulie, the Mets are playing with Carrasco going against Valdez with the Astros. A really good series beginning today in New York between these two teams. And the Mets are 10-0 with a day off.
How about that?
Okay.
Yep, one day off. Yep.
Okay, Valdez quietly has good numbers pretty much across the board. His strikeout rate is a little bit low. Walks might be a bit high. But he's laying $1.27 today against Carrasco. Carrasco is starting to get hit now all over. The last month, 25 innings, an ERA of 5.33. So the guy has been really getting rocked here. You want to bet the Mets on this trend, or do you like the Astros?
Strong trend, I know. But I like the Astros, and Valdez has been great on the road. Carrasco, bad numbers, you're right, but a better pitcher at home. And the other thing, Houston beat him twice in the last meeting. And this is another short set, a two-game series. But the gift that keeps on giving the Astros under this year, 46-23-2, almost 67% on the season. This continues, as you mentioned it many times in top-bottom. But the under machine that the Astros have become. So the starting pitching was awesome in the series against the Yankees. Couldn't get any help from the bullpen. But good series, good matchup. But I would have to go against this 10-0 streak here because I like Valdez and the Astros.
Yep, as do I. Red Sox, Blue Jays today, big game, American League East. Now, this is Waka versus Stripling.
Oh, what a story. Waka and Pivetta with getting it done for the Red Sox. How good this pitching staff has been. Waka 6-1 with a 2.34. Boston number one in batting average, top five in runs and OPS. We mentioned it earlier, though. They're 2-6 against the Blue Jays this year. So we'll see if they can bounce back here. This is a funky trend. Jays have lost 5 in a row, second game of a series.
Okay.
So you have that, do with that what you want. But this is, total too high?
Well, I see a 9.5 out there too. So shop around if you like it. But it's, but it's the Red Sox offense. I know that they were shut down last night. They were averaging almost 6 runs a game going into that thing since, the last 25 games or so. Waka is better at home than he is on the road, but he's still solid when he's away from Fenway. And Stripling now bounced back in his last start against the White Sox. That was after he only lasted 3 2/3 against the Yankees. I could not bet the under in this game though between these two teams. Red Sox offense could be too good, and again you saw it with the Blue Jays last night. They can hammer pitchers. Mm-hmm. So A's and the Yankees go. This is Montas versus Sears.
What do you think of the line? Yankees only $1.90 at home. Well, out of respect for Frankie.
Coming off the near no hitter, are you concerned about that at all? Where he was so good in his last start. Now, quick turnaround here to play at Yankee Stadium today. Sears is going. He's only pitched 7 innings on the entire year. He has not allowed a single run, and he has a 100% strand rate in a very small sample size. But you have to lay $1.90 with him because it is the New York Yankees.
Sure, you have to. They should be that high, though. But
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I can't believe it's that low because you're taking on a team that's so bad. They are 17-22 on the road. 29th lowest batting average in the league. No surprise there how bad they've been. But the Yankees, 50-19 as a favorite. Think about that, how they're getting it done in our 12-game lead. I will give you one prop in this game, Donaldson. Donaldson has owned Frankie in his career, hitting almost 600 against him.
Okay.
So you look at total bases over there. You also take a peek at Alvarez against Carrasco, as Alvarez has hit a couple bombs off him, too, if you want to look at some player props today.
What do you want to do with this? The game one, it's a doubleheader today between the Twins and the Guardians. Smeltzer goes against Plesac in game one. Smeltzer has a 4.05, check that, 3.05 ERA, but his FIP is 4.93. He gets very fortunate with the batting average of balls in play, which is 216, really low, and he does not strike out a lot of batters. So I think that teams can get to him, and Plesac has an ERA of 4.17. His expected ERA, though, Paulie, is 6.10. He's not having a good season. And we had a lot of runs in game one yesterday, that doubleheader, when the Twins went nuts. You think we're going to see runs here again today?
No, they just played. It was 1-0. This was the exact same pitching matchup. So I don't know what to make of the second game of the doubleheader. The other thing is, too, the Twins pitching coach is leaving Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That's his last day with the team as he takes the LSU pitching job, coach job. Well, which is bizarre. Is this going to continue with Cleveland? Can they hang around and do? Now they're 3 back. Now they've lost 4 in a row and they're all at home. They know there's still only $1.30 to miss the playoffs. If you want to bet that at one locale.
Well, what do you make of that? With that number and then tie in the White Sox are still favored to actually make the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost again. I mean, the White Sox, first things first, they have to get back to 500. I mean, what playoffs, Jim Mora? Playoffs,
yeah.
Get to 500.
I would agree.
Before you can think about that. But, the Twins should have swept them last series. The bats were great, with the exception of this game when they beat them to avoid the sweep 1-0. But the bullpen had so many issues in the first two games, and they take them out no problem. So I would actually lean under in game one here and lean to, because I've had success with Plesac here going back. He was like a 230 dog and beat Kershaw and the Dodgers pitched well last time out too. But I don't know what to make of the second game. But this is a 10 a.m. first pitch Pacific time.
Okay, a nice pitching matchup tonight in San Francisco as the Giants are hosting the Tigers. This is Skubal going for the Tigers. Now, overall, he's had a really nice season, but his last 3 starts, he's really been touched up. 13 2/3 innings, that's it. 9.88 ERA, the FIP is in the mid-5s, the WHIP is above 2, 14 Ks to 7 walks, and he is getting hit hard all the way around the park. Rodon, his ERA, I mean, he's basically had one bad start. 2.70 ERA on the year, FIP is even better. 11-plus Ks per 9, extremely low home runs allowed. 1 earned run in 26 Ks in his last 3 starts, been dominant, but the Giants are now laying $1.95 this morning.
Here's another one. Detroit, 43-25-3 to the under on the season.
Yep.
There's another under machine. Cannot hit, right? And the Giants got to get going here. I mean, you have to get healthy when you see these type of teams on your schedule. You lost a couple games at home to the Reds. Can't happen. Yep. Now you got the Tigers coming in. You blew a couple games in that Atlanta series and lost 3 out of 4. They were playing good ball. It's just going to be a ton of Dodgers and Padres now and some difficult games. You got to win these games. You're going to miss the playoffs.
I know people will scoff at that.
I can't believe it's plus money that they missed the playoffs.
Yeah. You can't be blowing series like that at home to a team like the Reds.
No.
People want to make a big deal out of losses, wins and losses, like in September. a series like that to go sideways in June is huge. Come back and haunt a team like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's your big boy, and our buddy Point Shaver has been all over this now for many years, and we talk about it all the time here on VSiN. When Freeland goes at home against the Dodgers, but when he pitches against LA in general, Paulie, going
period.
Back, the numbers
period.
Are amazing.
15-1-1, full game under his run against the Dodgers. At Point Shaver 13, got to hire this guy. He's great with stuff like this, especially quarters in the NBA and football. And you see 4-2, 1-0.
Yeah.
One was hairy, 9-2, with a total of 11.5. But the whole rundown here, as he's tracked this for the gift that keeps on giving, he's tracked this for a couple of years. 15-1-1, full game under against the Dodgers, and it's Kershaw against Freeland today.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It really
that's
is.
That's a great find. That is a great find.
Yep. And a couple of more games quickly here in baseball today. Pirates and Nationals, Corbin's favorite.
Yes, I saw that. I can't believe it. It's not like the Pirates are throwing a bum either. It's Quintana.
He's actually having a pretty nice year.
I know.
Yep.
They're 3-12 or 3-13, and
yeah,
Corbin starts.
Yeah,
I can't.
Right? So his ERA on the year is 6.60. I dug a little bit deeper. What good can be said about Corbin's season that he's having? Maybe it's this. The first time through the order, the ERA is only 3.45, and we've documented this before on the show this year. The second time through the order, as the game goes on, his ERA balloons up to 7.92. If this is good for live betting as well. The third time through the order, Corbin's ERA on the year is 12.27. So the longer the game goes, eventually these teams are going to get to the guy, which has provided either good pregame bets or, you know, really good in-game betting opportunities. But the thing is, I waited on this guy as well. And when I wait with Corbin, sometimes he'll blow up immediately and then it's like too late to bet against it. So, and then Morton goes today for the Astros, 20 strikeouts
Braves.
Over his last two.
Braves.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. Braves against the Phillies. Morton's last two starts, 20 strikeouts.
Yep. So that 11-1 overrun now, back-to-back unders, and he's been solid. What do you want to do here now? We got key injuries. Schwarber's been on fire, by the way.
Yep.
So is Swanson. You've touched on that many times. But Wheeler coming off a bad start. You want to take the Phillies at home. Good series, tough game. No opinion. And a total of 8 there. Phillies $1.15.
I think if I had to bet that game, I would actually look at the Braves with the plus money. But I would also wait to see if you can grab better than plus 105 where it's at right now at most shops. That'd be my advice on that one. And Robbie Ray goes tonight for the Blue Jays as well. He's don't look now, but he's returning to his form from last year.
Well, hi, though. Kramer's got good numbers.
The Orioles are
playing good ball.
They're feisty, man.
They are.
Yep.
I thought that was too high.
Matt Eumanns will join the show coming up next. So much movement in the golf world. So what does that mean this week? How is he betting the John Deere, and how does he look at LIV Golf? Coming up here and Follow the Money is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. It's Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Coming up in 15 minutes, NFL with Ross Tucker. We'll go over some betting on that sport with him at that time. Matt Eumanns joins the program now, host of The Edge, weekdays at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, right here on VSIN, and also senior editor of VSIN.com and Point Spread Weekly. Hey, Matt, what's going on today? How are you?
Hey, you mentioned the NFL. I'm actually working on a Point Spread Weekly cover story this week on Deshaun Watson and the Browns. And I'm telling you why, this looks more and more like a deal that's going to be a disaster for Cleveland. And I think it could turn into one of the worst deals in NFL history. When you're talking about a five-year, $230 million guaranteed contract, and what the Browns gave up to get him in the trade from Houston, a lot of people forget they gave away three first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Watson's going to play at all in 2022, and that's what I'm writing about right now. There's a lot of sharp money in the market showing against the Browns, and we've seen a lot of odds adjustments in that direction. By the way, right now at the Superbook, Westgate Superbook, Browns are 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. They were 16-1 at one point. I think Circus still got the Browns at 35-1. And a win total of 8.5. And if Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback this season, I can't see how that Browns team's going to win more than 8 games.
Yep, I would totally agree. And by the way, I said this on the air the day after that story came out in the New York Times suggesting 66 women, or actually more than that, could be involved here. That's when I grabbed the Browns to miss the playoffs at plus 130. And now that number is minus 235 or higher at some spots. I mean, that's... the movement here has been incredible, but it makes sense.
Oh, no question. I talked to Chris Bennett at Circa about that too, and he said he was getting money on the Browns on that no on the playoff prop, plus 130, plus 115, minus 105, then flipped the favorite to minus 145, and it was still a steady stream of money against the Browns to the point where, like you said now, the Browns minus 235 favorites to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I also bet them, Matt, that day. There's a book here in Las Vegas. They have every team up. Will they win 10 games? I bet the no on that. That was also plus money.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet at this point. I don't know if the Browns are going to go into the season with Brissett as a quarterback, but that seems to be the way things are headed right now. And, you know, Michael Lombardi talked about this too. The Browns' defense was not that good last year, and that's another reason this Cleveland team could fall apart. But, man, just talking about the long-range implications of this Watson deal, it could be disastrous for Cleveland.
It could come back to haunt them for many, many years, especially when you consider the three first-round picks that they put in to get this guy. Okay, so you're very good at handicapping golf, and there has been so much movement, even more movement in recent weeks with this LIV Tour now that is ongoing. How are you approaching betting on tournaments like the John Deere, which, by the way, you need to look away at the field because it's that ugly. But have you changed your opinion at all on LIV, and are you going to be betting that tour as well?
I'm not going to be betting the LIV Tour, not this week anyway. You know, basically the 10 most annoying players on the PGA Tour were the first 10 to go to LIV, and I don't want to watch those guys. I don't want to watch that tournament. And unless I see real value on the odds board and something, I'm not going to bet it. And right now I just don't see it there. And, you know, let's face it, aside from Dustin Johnson, and some might say Brooks Koepka, who I think's best days are behind him anyway, none of those guys are really going to be missed by the PGA Tour. But this is a type of week where a lot of people are going to look at this field and say, wow, there's just not much quality to the depth of this John Deere Classic field. And maybe LIV is having a negative impact on the PGA Tour. I'm not so sure. I think basically what's happening here this week is a lot of these guys are going to sit out and prepare for the Scottish Open and the British Open in a couple of weeks and take a week off. And it makes a lot of sense if you're one of the top players. Look at this John Deere field. And this is typically a birdie fest. It's a shootout, target practice. Webb Simpson is the favorite. I can't remember the last time he won, but Webb Simpson is a 10-1 favorite at the circuit right now in this tournament. That shows you how weak this field is this week. So I'm just going to look at a handful of long shots here, nothing big, but a Maverick McNealy, who's still, I've played him more than a few times, still trying to find his first PGA Tour win. I just went back and looked to see who played well on this course in recent years, and Maverick McNealy actually tied for 18th last year. Disappointing fourth round, but he was in the hunt to win the tournament. So he's at 31-1. Scott Stallings at 37-1. Actually, Stallings tied for eighth last week. He had the lowest score on the course on Sunday at 7-under, and he's got three top 25s on this course. Stallings, like I said, at 37, I think is worth a shot. Cameron Champ, tied for 11th last year and was actually in the hunt to win the tournament going into Sunday. He's a 55-1. And Ryan Moore, a former UNLV player, tied for second last year in this tournament, tied for 20th in 2019, 85-1 right now at Circa. You know, he's a horse for the course guy. Ryan Moore at 17-under here last year. I think he might be worth a lot, might be worth a look. So I'm not going to take this week's tournament too seriously, but I will put some small bets on a handful of long shots here and hopefully hit something.
Very good.
Matt Eumann's our guest. Follow the money, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Anything on the baseball card? Good card today. Anything jump out at you?
I just made one play. And, Paul, when I was in with you last week, I played Zach Gallen as an underdog against the Padres. And he actually outpitched Sean Manaea that night at Petco Park. But the D-backs lost the game 3-2 in 11 innings. Gallen went 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 11. We couldn't get any offensive support. The D-backs actually outscored 17-7 in that 3-game sweep at the hands of the Padres. Their offense did wake up Sunday. They scored 11 runs. It's always a little bit risky to bet on the D-backs because you never know when their offense is going to show up. But I'm going to bet on Zach Gallen here at plus 106. That's the current circle line. He's got a whip under 1 at home, an opponent's batting average of 179. At home compared to 236 on the road. And like I said, he outpitched Manaea when these teams went head-to-head last week. You know, I have not seen anything definitive, but I think Manny Machado with that left ankle injury is still going to be out for the Padres. And that's kind of a punchless offense without Machado right now.
Yeah, let's get down to business. Full report. How was A&W?
You know, yesterday I drove out to Boulder Creek, played golf, and that was half of my trip. I wanted to go out to the A&W. You know, I was excited. I hadn't been to A&W in years.
Right.
And it had a lot of promise. When I got there, they were advertising the Papa Burger, the Big Papa Burger. And I wanted to get the chili dog and give it a shot. And I'll say this. It was okay. It was not great. It was not Portillo's, in other words. So I don't know if A&W is going to make it into my fast food top 50. It might sneak in somewhere in that bottom 10. But all in all, it was a little bit disappointing. And I'll say this, too. I ordered a chili dog, and I sent you guys the photo.
Yeah.
And they brought it out covered with cheese and onions and no chili. And I specifically ordered a chili dog with no cheese and no onions.
Oh.
It lose points there by screwing up the order. I'm not going to condemn the place because of that.
Sure.
Everybody makes mistakes, mm-hmm. but that was a little bit disappointing. Mitch, I saw you stirred up some fast food speculation on Twitter over the weekend. There's a place that's really disappointed you.
Yeah.
And I said there's going to be a new number one in the fast food rankings in July when I release those power rankings, and Chick-fil-A is going to fall from the top spot. There are three fast food joints right now vying for that number one spot. It's going to come down to the wire. But yeah. I can tell you the Popeyes, Wendy's, and Taco Bell are not going to be in that conversation. Those are three places that really fallen off for me here in the past few months.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
For which one? All three? Or which one?
All three.
All three.
Taking a drop. I've been disappointed in Popeye's drive-through window's biggest disaster in fast food right now. And Wendy's, the quality of the food's just not what it used to be, and those fries are awful. Mm-hmm. And Taco Bell, I don't know what's up with the Mexican pizza, but they hyped the return of the Mexican pizza, and 3 weeks later, you show up at Taco Bell, and no location in Vegas has the Mexican pizza anymore.
Yep.
And, you know, I was not high on Taco Bell in the first place. That's one thing I'm at odds with Derek Stevens on. Derek Stevens loves Taco Bell. I do not. So I can tell you, I can hint that those three places are going to drop in the rankings.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the time, as always. Have a good week.
Okay, you got it.
Great tease there by Matt. The first hour of the show brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every single Tuesday. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check Bet Rivers for full offer details and rules. NFL with Ross Tucker coming up next. The win total for this team has moved during the offseason. Sharps were hitting it over pretty hard. How much of an impact will that be now on the team losing one of their best players?
Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.